Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I wanted to talk to you today about the subtle shaming of a part or a series of parts that I've had. I had a recent bumpy ride with what I was calling unrealistic parts. So I had been having a week, or actually I think it was really 2 weeks. And I just started noticing that there was this pattern of being disappointed, like in conversations with friends, with what I'd hoped would happen after I'd done a thing. And I just noticed that what was happening was in my system, I felt really disappointed by whatever the outcome was, what the results were. And I said out loud to my parts, I said to my loving community, I said to my husband, man, I have parts that have unrealistic expectations and they are just being disappointed left, right, and center this week. And, you know, it just kept happening. Those parts had these wants and these desires and they wanted things to happen. And it wasn't, and they were not getting what they wanted. And after ruminating on it a few more days, I finally heard the word unrealistic. I mean, I really heard it. And after I noticed that, I thought, okay, hold on. Who is calling what those parts wanted unrealistic? Because the word unrealistic implies that they did something wrong, like that they had no right to desire what it was they desired. And for me, that was kind of like, I felt like, whoa, I was basically blaming those parts for what they wanted, for how they, what they desired, what their desired outcome was. And that told me that I was blended with a part. So you guys remember the 8 C's of self-energy and self, right? Curiosity, compassion, clarity, connectedness, creativity, courage, confidence, and calm. You heard those, right? Were any of them blame or shaming? No, they were not. So once I could see that I was actually kind of shame blaming the parts for getting their hopes up over and over and dashed, then I could unblend from it. Then I felt some compassion for the poor parts that were being disappointed. And so I'm sharing my own recent experience with you because I want you to be aware that sometimes our judging parts can be really subtle. And this work takes time. I mean, I've had this thought and awareness of these disappointed parts over a span of 2.5, 3 weeks. And I probably said it out loud to my husband, to my friends. Wow, those parts just had unrealistic expectations. I probably said that 24 times. And I was so blended with the part that was using the term unrealistic and saying that, you know, those parts, that was their fault. Basically, they had unrealistic expectations. I was so blended with the judging part, I couldn't even see that it was a part. So then one time, after saying it out loud, I'm walking down the hall of my house, and I suddenly heard a voice in my head say, is unrealistic a little judgy? And I was like, wow. It is, isn't it? Who am I to say that what the parts wanted was unrealistic, right? So parts work like anything in life, right? I've been doing this work for years on my own system, but it's a marathon and not a sprint. Once I could see that there was a part that was judging other parts, the compassion that swept through my system was palpable. I can't even say that word, right? Then I could get really curious and feel so much for those parts that were disappointed. Of course they were disappointed. They didn't get what they wanted. There's nothing wrong with being disappointed. But there was a part that was calling them unrealistic. So again, parts work as a journey. There is no destination. After 5 or 6 years, I'm still finding myself blended with a part. But I invite you, like I finally got a sliver of curiosity, a sliver of self-energy around these, quote, disappointed, unrealistic expectation parts. Get curious about your own parts and get curious and begin to notice any subtle shaming, any subtle judging that's coming up in your system. So that's it. I just wanted to share with you that, yep, I had a part I was so blended with, I couldn't see that it was calling these other parts unrealistic expectations. But once I could see that, once I got that curiosity, the compassion I had for those parts that were disappointed, they were disappointed, then I got some healing in the system. So thanks for being with me today. I hope this is helpful. Be sure to let me know if it was. I would love to hear from you, laura@lauralively.com. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.